Winter is receding fast in Kolkata, but the elderly man is still bundled up in a sweater and monkey cap. It's the Kolkata International Book Fair, and Shojul Roy Choudhury comes here every day. He sits at a table with issues of his magazine, Matribhasha, or Mother Tongue. It's 5 years old, comes out thrice a year, and he hasn't missed an issue. It's the first and only Bengali magazine on language rights.
Bhashik Manobadhikarer Prothom Ebong Ekmatro Bangla Bhashay Potrika.
He says we lose two languages every week. He quotes a song, I am losing my voice.
Amar Joban Lut Hoye Jay Proti Din Proti Rati.
He and his little table are as much part of this fair as the international giants like Penguin and HarperCollins. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. And this is the 43rd Kolkata International Book Fair, which calls itself the biggest book fair in the world. There are piles of the latest bestsellers like Michelle Obama's Becoming and textbooks aimed at cracking MBA exams. There are fancy pavilions from the French and the Americans.
Hello everyone, welcome to the US Pavilion. The American Library is giving out discounted membership fee to everyone.
On busy evenings, there are lines outside bookstores, people impatient to get in and grumbling. There are also long lines outside the food stalls selling hot fish fry and batter-fried prawns. Someone is handing out free Bibles. Folk musicians entertain the crowds. And there are almost 200 little magazines of all shades. Literary magazines with names like Kubo or Crow Pheasant. Ohola is for women by women. Azadi or Freedom calls itself a radical mouthpiece. Breakthrough is for science. Shikha Das says sales are good for her literary magazine, Shaito Mundir. But the bigger joy is this community of little magazines. Proshun Dhor is manning a table for Shongbortok, a magazine that tries to be a literary voice against communalism and narrow sectarianism. Check out our new issue, he says. It has articles on Hindu patriots, Charles Darwin, and labor leader Joe Hill. These are mostly labors of love. They sit next to each other in rows of long tables. The spot is free and comes with one chair. An extra chair costs 7 or 8 rupees a day, about 10 cents, says Shantanu. Shantanu, who's lost his voice, helps run Shikriti, an LGBT magazine. His table has a rainbow flag. He says when he first came here over a decade ago, people would point fingers and drop their magazine like a hot potato. These days, young people come with their parents, he says. Now Shikriti offers table space to a newer queer magazine, Bonku, that has photographs, essays, poems.
Queer kono rokom aesthetic, queer photography, shob kichu kei kore.
Abhishek Mukherjee of Bonku says there's no funding. One of their two issues has had to become digital, but at least at the book fair, they sell well.
Amader funding ekebari nei, nijera nijeder takay mane chalachhi amader.
Arjun Abhishek Roy, manning Ekush Shatabdi or 21st Century, has had better luck this year. Someone from Bangladesh just came and bought 3 or 4 copies of every issue they have. More than the economic deal, it's a cultural exchange that excites him.
A kind of an economic deal, but also a cultural and a, it's a cross-country as well as experience.
His literary magazine is turning 25 and he's thrilled. They're planning a best-of issue.
all the best selection of essays, chiefly essays.
A group of young men and women break into song, strumming a guitar, jangling a tambourine. As curious onlookers gather, their friends try and sell them Bikalpo, or the alternative, the magazine of the Progressive Democratic Students Federation. Joydeep, an earnest young man, tells me the new issue is all about the relevance of Marxism today and cooking gas riots in France. Not all little magazines dream of revolution, but they all do imagine another world. Shojul Rai Choudhury knows a little community, the Totbi, of barely 1,500 in the foothills of the Himalayas. They had no written language, but inspired by his magazine, Mother Tongue, they are bringing out their own magazine. The second issue is now out, he says proudly. He says he doesn't know if he will finally prevail. But when you're a little magazine with a big heart, you just keep dreaming against all odds. This is Sandeep Roy at the Kolkata Book Fair for KALW.